Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. This is Matthew over at Vulcan Waterproofing.
Oh, hey, Matthew. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Hey, good. Yeah, hey, actually...
I'll tell you why I'm calling. Hold on. There's a reason I'm calling. I'm a member of LifeLock, which is like a credit reporting. They tell you if anything weird's going on your credit. So the other day, I think I asked you about this. I got an alert, and I called you, and you said, well, we do a credit check. I thought it was a soft credit check, but you explain, and I guess there was some misunderstanding there, something misconstrued. So, okay, fine, I accepted it, you know. Today, I got some sort of alert that I'm being checked out by some company called Marlin Leasing. Do you guys have anything to do with them?
Marlin Leasing. Let me go ahead
Leasing,
and take a look.
Leasing, equipment, and finance.
Okay. Let me just pull it up real
quick.
I've
never talked to them, ever.
Yeah, no. I'll have to check with Ruben here. I know we have a note on here that we're trying to keep it with, you know, absolute minimal pulls.
I don't want to. I called him earlier, and he sounded like he was very busy. But I don't know. I've never done business with Marlin Equipment and Leasing. None of the people at my business office have. I have no idea who this is. It's called Marlin Equipment Finance.
Yeah. Okay. Now I know he was, you know, taking.
That possible has something to do with the equipment thing.
You know, it is possible. I know on that equipment side, he was doing. It was kind of like an unconventional way of trying to get that approved. I'm not exactly sure what he did, but he did get the approval.
Okay, I just didn't know you guys are going to, you know, run my credit twice, you know?
Yeah, and I know that we have a note on here to keep it at the bare minimum, and I know he knows that as well, because I remember our conversation that we had with that.
Can you find out? Just call me back and let me know?
Yeah, I absolutely can. I know I had a note from Ruben earlier just to touch base with you to let you know that the equipment was approved, and it was approved on the New York...
He did. I spoke to him briefly about that, but I guess this is what it is then.
Yeah, you know, and I don't have the approval in front of me, so I'm not sure, you know, which channel he went. It very well could be related to that. Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up and see. It doesn't give me any information on what channel he went down with it. Because it was a little different than our usual protocol with it. I'll tell you what, let me shoot him a message, see if he can respond back to me.
I know that
he is very busy today, but I know that this is was able to put this up towards the top priority for him.
I already asked him about all the other stuff. That, so he says he's going to hopefully find out by the end of the day. They're
the
slammed
capital, yeah.
In underwriting. He used
absolutely.
That expression. He said it worst case scenario Monday morning. But I just, you know, I'm just, I'm slightly alarmed because I didn't really want, I thought this was more of a business thing. And someone's digging, you know, I don't really want my personal credit checked so frequently. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that.
So if you can find out, just let me know, okay? I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then, yeah, just it sounds like you, I'm not sure when you spoke to Ruben, but he is expecting the capital side to come in today. As far as the equipment goes, I think he said the only thing that we need to, wrap it up is when you find the actual truck to get the quota in.
Yeah, I talked to him. I talked to him about that.
Oh, okay, perfect, perfect. You guys know what's going on then. All right, and I'll go ahead. I'll shoot a message over.
Excellent. Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right, no problem. Thanks, Matthew.